Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen, that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zink Eaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
City Radio. Tonight. Okay, first of all, I have not been drinking. I had some sweet tea and everything like that, but I'm good. I'm feeling like extremely good because y'all know last week, like 5 minutes, no less than 5 minutes left the show, my ass got booted off. I got more than booted off. I got fucking banned from my from show. So I wrote Blog TV and I let them know that, okay, I'm not gonna mess up anymore. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna behave myself. So boy, that's it. So you guys know when I act up, I'm gonna act up on Tiny Chat. You know what I mean? Y'all can always find me with Chalk Mommy. So here, behave myself, be good. Then on Friday night, I need to go ahead and do my t-shirt and panties on Tiny Chat. And I also have a new format that I saw today that I'm going to look into. It's called Talk, Women Shop Talk, Talk Shop or something like that. And it's nice because it's giving me the capabilities of broadcasting and also video chat. Everything like that, and it's a lot better than Blog Talk. So I'm gonna put play around with it. And what I may do is still do my blog talk, download the episode, and then take it over to a new format, upload it, and then do it that way and have fun. Tonight, I'm going to have Murphy Lee on the show. Yes, the same Murphy Lee that was like, what the top? That Murphy Lee from the St. Lunatic. He had a mixtape that dropped yesterday, Mr. Wintertime. I'm Cole. I have to honestly say, I listened to that tape last night. That shit is nice. Y'all be seeing that link come out of my timeline a lot. You know, only fuck with people that got good shit and that I really like. And I really, really like his music. Yes, I do. And, you know, and it's not, has nothing to do with the fact that they sent me Freaky Moscato for my birthday and a bitch got fucked up. It has nothing to do with that. I'm all about good music. Good music for everything. You know, like money over everything, dick over everything. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So, he's going to be around 8:30, maybe like 7:30 his time and whatnot. So, it's going to be quite an interesting show. I'm going to be hating myself. Never know who's looking. And if I decide to dance, I'm fully clothed. Yes, I have a shirt and I have on jeans. So, yes. Rockaware. So, I'm fully clothed today. So, I don't want to hear nothing from anybody. Like, oh, she don't got no clothes on, this, that, and that. That's going to be a damn lie. So, you know, it's going to be quite interesting. Now, it's this song that my daughter put me on. I got to find it. With 50 Cent. Gosh, I got to get it. Then I just heard that Young Buck got into it with somebody a couple of days ago, and they shot up his vehicle or something like that, and his girl got hit in the shoulder or something like that, and it's like really bad, you know. I hate to hear stuff like that. I just wish motherfuckers could get along and whatnot, but it's okay. Well, I guess this might be it. I don't know. Love Rants featuring 50, Beat the Pussy Up, Remix Official. So we're going to try this one and see if this is it. And then, I don't know. I might want to try the one. But that shit, 7 minutes. 50 Cent, Young Jeezy, T.I., Juicy J, Wiz Khalifa, Chevy Woods. I don't got time for all that. Fuck that. Let's just go with 50. I like that one better. But here we go. Love Rant featuring 50 Cent Beat the Pussy Up. So. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna go crazy, man. Do crazy. bitch nigga buy it. I'ma get deep in it. Tomb Raider all in the crib. Room Raider shit, I'm a dog. I be howling at the mall. They already kids, but I'm a cool man. I wish you need it from the back. Play with that with my hands. We can do it on the floor. On the chair, my chair in the back. We can do it anywhere, huh? Call me.
Roll me, she got a close up. You know it's dead, you're a night girl. If you push it, I'll leave it with a rack city bitch, rack city bitch, rack rack city bitch, rack city bitch, rack city bitch, 10, 10, 10, 20, 50 bitch, rack city 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 bitch, 10, 10, 10, 20, 50 bitch.
Black Fords, rave drop at the door. Got your doing this uncalled for. I see these bitches calling, just hit ignore. Ain't fun time for out of school. Ain't got them, every block gon' spot them. 120 in the ghost, my bitch shopping. Niggas is opening up, cause they ain't popping. Ain't nothing in common with niggas with no commas. Rave head of ramen, rack. Shit, young yard, and I'll be ahead of these niggas. Last team, guillotine. Why them? CMB nigga, take the feet. Pack a bad bitch, and I'm passing. Nigga, me.
Big Millie, racked up, racked out.
Right, right.
I count money till I pass out.
Right.
100 racks, 100's in the stash.
Right.
And I be seeing something when I mash out. In a Lambo, looking like a fly.
Fly.
I kinda like something in the sky. These haters hope I hurry up and die. Cause my bitch look like she say, hurry up and buy.
Me and three females in the CL. Pink toenails, tail like a beach whale. Tell them all better keep it on the L. No phone, no Twitter, no email. Diamond in the chain, none in the ring. Ballin' king of diamond, bitch, you win. Pocket racked up, all big faces. At the party crib, the bras all naked. Rosé cases, we updated, we stay faded. Need no occasion, Latins and Asian, black Caucasian. I'll go crazy for days and amazing.
Rack city bitch, 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 rack city. Rack city bitch, 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 10, 10, 10, 20s and a 50 bitch.
Okay, that was Rack City. Rick, I like that. A lot. No. Why did you like that a lot? So let me play this one song and then I gotta tell y'all about some little sexual shit. Man, I swear. I like when I fuck back before the show. It gives me so much energy. Now if I could fuck the night of the show or after the show or even on the show, but that's a dream of it. I'm just gonna have an audio. So y'all can create your own visual or whatever. So here we go. So let's do my little Red Cafe featuring Ryan Leslie and Rick Fly together. Oh, wow. Damn. Okay, let's try this one and see if this one is on here. Why'd you give me some fucking advertisement? I can skip that and forward. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. What up? I'm a boss, so I need a boss. And we can boss up the boss. All about green like coffee. Make weather flow look zero loss. Dime in the day, diamond at night. Five star chick by that five star light. I'm a demon, I'm a fan. The shoe game ruthless, girl. Been a few years, my number one. Blood in my veins, breath in my lungs. Be the one winning, so they want to be an item. Blend like one coat. We're doing it, doing it, stand, fly like a jet, doing it. You can fly alone, but I don't advise. I'm getting right you to fly with the pilot. I need my women. I'm a professional. Double energy is noble.
And I had him some
little spaghetti strap shirt. I had on some little short shorts, and I had on some Adidas sneakers, like some Goodyears. So it's like walking. I mean, this dude, this skinny Spanish dude, and I'm walking by, and I turn around. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. He's like, so I'm gonna stop and talk. Oh shit, hell yeah, what's up, Poppy? How you doing? So we talk, and you know, ask him if he's from here. He's like, yes, he asked me if I was from there, and I'm like, yeah, I live in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, whatever, whatever. So then it's like, we talk, and he was like, you know what? Why don't we go to your crib and chill? I'm like, you know what? That's fine. So we went to my crib. First of all, he gave me a ride to my car. So I had a 2004 Impala at the time, and he had a BMW, like a 5 Series. So we're on 95 North doing about a buck 05, trying to get back to my crib, right? So we get back to my crib. We get outside. We sit in the front yard, and he's like kissing me and sucking on my titties out in the front yard. And I live in a white neighborhood, right? The Sherbrooke County lives in the neighborhood. So it's not like you can sit there and do a whole lot of shit. But anybody that knows me knows that my titties are my spot. So he starts sucking on titties and shit. My pussy is instantly getting wet, right? So then we go to the door, and he kissed me on the door, and he's like aggressive. I already know that I'm going to get fucked good because, you know, aggressive fucking is the best thing ever. So what happened was, we go in the house, we go into my apartment, and he pushes me up on the wall, and he starts biting my lip. He goes down to my nipples and sucking the fuck out of my titties. And I'm just like, oh my God. Then he moves my panties down, and he takes and he pushes me up against the wall. So he's eating me from the back. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, oh shit. It's feeling good. So I already know that I gotta get back. I gotta get him back. So it's like, I push him off of me, right? And then I turn around and we start kissing again, and I push him on the couch. So then, but now I'm like, yo, what's that? You know? He's taking off his shirt, pulling his pants, I pull his dick, and I started sucking on it. You know what I'm saying? And I know that I sucked dick so well that I know that I was doing a good job. Now, mind you, this is not even my A game. This is just some, man, let me go ahead and tell you that I ain't nothing to play with. So I'm giving him the business or whatever. And then it's like I go down to the nuts. I don't know what it is about me and sucking nuts. I guess I do it so well, you might call me a professional nut sucker as well as a dick sucker or whatever. So I'm sucking on the nuts and everything like that real gently, and then I'm putting off the dick. So it's like I'm sucking, using my, like, you know, like that. Like, it's like the way that my wrist goes, like, crazy, you know. It's like, okay, let me see. Let me go this way. This is the dick, right? So I'm taking my hand, doing like that, and I'm sucking on it, and I'm popping the head. So it's like the sound from the popping the head, and you're stroking it up and down with your hand, and you're getting it super wet because I have a juicy mouth. It's just like, oh. So then I decided to get a freaky with him. So I go under the line of under the nuts, the taint. Then I take my tongue, and see, I got a nice tongue, see? Then I lick up. So I kind of just ask just a little bit, enough to make him be like, he really just touched my ass. Then I go back to the head job, and it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of playing with him. So because I'm so in tune with everything I do, I sit there and know that he's going to come soon, because you guys are about to come. Your dick gets longer, then it gets wider. You know what I'm saying? So when I feel that, I already know what's going to happen. So, you know, out the gate, me just sucking his dick and swallowing it and fuck him up, because most females don't really do that, not when it's like a jumper. But remember, I had plans to make this some straight dick, but it was going to be some consistent dick. It was going to come back. So what I did was I went ahead and stopped playing with him. So I started sucking the dick like it was about to go out of style. When I tell you I put in work, I put in work. Made him pop off, swallowed, kept the dick hard enough to where he's grabbing my lips. And I'm just rotating, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a rider. So it's like, I'm just riding the hell out of him. And he's sucking my titties. And I sound off when I have sex. I'm very, 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 very vocal. You know what I mean? So I'm being extremely vocal. And then, like, I pull myself open up. Like, for females, when we're about to come, we get this feeling like we cannot get enough. Comes in because we want to feel that dick just all us. We want you to try to shoot and stuff in us. And that's because that feeling is just like, no matter what the fuck you do, you can't get enough because it's like it's just so fucking hard to think. So I'm opening up and I'm about to come and I'm just like, fuck me harder, motherfucker. What the fuck are you waiting for, nigga? And, you know, I want to slap his ass so he'll get Superman and just be like, bitch, you know what I mean? But just like, oh my God. His dick was in his size. It was thick and long and it was getting longer. So when I'm about to come, my pussy gets real creamy, you know what I'm saying? I give off that creamy glaze on the dick, you know what I'm saying? And this thing that I'm already coming. But not, that's the pre-cum. You know, that's like the appetizer for the main course to come. So then, it's just like, oh, I'm starting to come, and I just scream so loud because I forced this motherfucker to fuck me. Like, what the fuck? So when I'm coming, I got a crazy, crazy rock with it game with the hips, you know, rock your hips, like Phil Mob, Crom Mob, whatever them fucking mobs was from the ATL. And I be rocking the fuck out my hips. Most dudes, when I fuck you and I'm on top, you can't handle my, you can't handle the hip game. It's something serious. Head game's a felony. Riding game should be capital punishment. It really should. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, whew, all I can say is I fucked it off so good on his dick. He was so fucking out, just like, what in the fuck? You know what I mean? So we kept fucking. You know what I'm saying? We fucked for months later, then ended up moving to another place or whatever. And it was just like extremely, extremely good. So my question and the topic for discussion is, how far would you go to satisfy your sexual urge? Like, you know, when you see somebody you don't know, if you see somebody that turns you on, like, how far would you go? I told you how far I would go. Everybody know, ain't no shame in my game. I will fuck you on the first night, and if you don't fuck me right, you won't fuck me again. I'm just keeping real. So I'm going to take this call. 734-678, you're riding the Chocolate Wave with Chalk Mommy.
What up, Chalk? This is Scotty Mac. What's happening?
Hey, Scotty. How you doing, boo?
I'm good, man. Checking you out. You know you keep it popping, don't you?
I'm just saying. You know what? I feel like if everybody in life just kept it real, you know what I'm saying, about the nasty shit that they do, like, you know what I'm saying, there would be no secret relationship would last longer. If most of us are trying to get under controls and stuff like that, I'm a freak. I like to fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'ma fuck you on the first night. I'ma fuck you in the... If I come to your crib and we drink shit like that, after I start drinking, I'ma get horned. And in the next 30 to 60 minutes, we fucking. Why am I gonna sit there and we gonna look at a 2-hour movie and my pussy hungry? Fuck that. Fuck me. That's what you need to do. Fuck me. Or pull your dick out and let me suck. You know what I'm saying? I need a protein shake. I mean, if women took this approach, the world would be a lot happier. Motherfuckers would not be eating. Or, you know what? I feel like sucking a dick, and I want to eat some pussy. I'm in a bisexual mood today. So let's just go ahead and get that taken care of. Matter of fact, let's go on Craigslist, or let's go on a chat line, or let's go on online call, and let's go find a strange bitch to come home, and we're not going to bring it to our house. We're going to bring it to a hotel. I'm going to let you fuck her. I'm going to fuck fuck with her, and then we're all gonna fuck together. Then after that, the bitch gotta go. There ain't no laying up with my man. After he done banged you, and I done leaned it, and I'm played in your pussy and played with my pussy, it's time for you to go. Yo, pussy, and you are no longer welcome.
Right. Why can't more women think like you, though? For real, man.
Because women are afraid of what men are going to think about them. You know what I'm saying? Me, personally, a man will call you a hoe no matter what the fuck you do in life. If you do
right.
the right thing or you do the wrong thing, if you piss them the fuck off, you're going to be a hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
if you're going to call me a hoe, it's going to be because I earned that title. I fucked shit out of you and was nasty as I wanted to be, but guess what? At the end of the day, motherfucker, you gonna call me a hoe, but you gonna call me again, and when you call me again, you gonna be spending what, you gonna give me whatever the fuck I want, because you be like, as much as I can't stand this bitch takes me where I need to be sexually. She got my dick on one. You know what I mean? So if more people did that, I'm telling you, dudes wouldn't cheat. Females wouldn't be feeling a certain kind of way or all the other stuff like that. It was just, you know, it would just be like, I'm like J. Cole, it's a cold world. Except
right.
you have to call to get what the fuck you want. And don't tell that motherfucker to fuck you right, he ain't gonna fucking hurt his feelings. Make him go in the bathroom and fuck his head and look in the mirror so he gets that shit right. Make him go fucking nasty again so he can fuck the plastic so he can fuck you right. I'm just saying. Shit. Somebody had to hurt my feelings, but do a motherfucker like this with now? Hell no. Call me home. I'll show you a home. You want it on HD or do you want it on a red digital camera? And I don't give a fuck.
That's what's up, girl. You know, you keep it popping. You spitting the truth, though. I got to give it to you, man. I'm one of your biggest friends. I told you that from day one. You know that.
I know. Thank you. But, I mean, it just trips me out because you have motherfuckers that try to be pretty. What motherfuckers really don't understand is what you in the dark comes to life. So, if you're a freak behind closed doors, eventually you're going to be a freak in life because your man don't fucking trying you and testing you till he's like, okay, bitch, you gonna fuck me like this right now, or I'm gonna go get this fine motherfucker. He gonna show you a bitch that look better than you, and he gonna flirt with her, and he gonna put that shit in your face. You be my nasty bitch right now, or this bitch gonna be my nasty dump off for a minute. So you take the choice. You either give me some pussy the correct way, or I'm gonna fuck this bitch. And then I'm going to come back home and I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you how she sucked my dick or whatever. This where ladies get it twisted. The nastier you are, the more your man appreciate it. I'm going to show you how nasty I am. I lick ass. Is there anything wrong with it? No. I'm going to put you in the shower. I'm going to clean that motherfucker how I want it to be cleaned up. My tongue's going to be it. And I'm going to freak your ass with my own.
Oh, Chuck, you be going hard, boy.
Cheating is not allowed in a book. Why cheat when I'm nasty? Why cheat when we can go get a bitch, bring her home, and be good?
You right. You got that shit right. I can't even argue with that. A lot of men can't argue with that. No real man should argue with that one. Shit, you know what I mean? But damn, you just fucked me up. I had to put the phone down for a minute, man, live at that one. But hey, you keeping it 100, though.
I mean, it is like, motherfuckers would be like, oh, that's nasty. I mean, why is it nasty? We want them to lick our ass. I mean, I don't believe in one-sided fucking. You know, I ain't really big on getting my pussy ass. I will suck your dick all day long. I will suck your dick in the only place I'm not going to suck your dick is in church. I'm not going to disrespect Jesus. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But everywhere else is fair game. The car, the restaurant, bathroom. I've even fucked in this restaurant here. It's called Cooper's. You know, when I was looking good and somebody didn't realize just how good I looked, and I had been drinking, and they was trying to test me. Don't test me. Do not push my button. Took enough female bathroom in the handicap stall, sucked his dick, and we fucked. Fucked his whole night up because we fucked two more times after that. Went to the strip club. We fucked it in my car outside the strip club. Then the pussy was so good, he had it a third time. So we fucked till like 3 o'clock in the morning in my car in a apartment complex that my son lived in. And then the next day, he needed some more head. So, I mean, shit. The freakier the sex, the better the sex, nasty you are, the more you turn a man out, and that motherfucker will never want to go anywhere and leave you.
Shit, you got that right. I can't even argue with that. Damn, I don't even know what the fuck to say. I called in on some other shit. I don't even know what to say. But you right, though.
Yeah, just keep smoking because I hear you exhale. Just keep cheating. Just keep smoking, baby. That's what you do. Smoke one for me. I mean, I'm just saying. And it's like, you show up a female that's too pretty to get down for playing, and I'll show you our man getting down with a nasty bitch. Coming back home, acting like everything is cool, and then money is. He gonna you from fucking that nasty bitch. So whoever dick he was up in or whatever, when he kissed you, you kissing her. So you might as well just be a nasty bitch and fuck with a bitch, fuck with a nigga. Because if your man is cheating and he come back home, he ain't not gonna brush his teeth after fucking with the next bitch. He ain't really don't care. So when you get home, he got a strong fish aroma on her coochie. He might brush his teeth. What's the scenario? He's going to throw an owl toward in his mouth and think it's cool. Or he's going to fuck around there and be like, oh, baby, I was eating some hot cough drops because I'm going to come home and eat. I'm going to give you a pussy eating with some hot. That motherfucker lied. He was eating somebody else's pussy. He had a strong scent, so he had to find one of the strongest things that he could to get that shit off of his breath. You know what I mean? So,
damn, you just gave us some game. If these females is listening, boy, y'all better be listening.
I mean, they need to. I mean,
they better be listening because she's speaking the truth. What you don't do, the next bitch will, and she going to do it better. Believe that shit.
You know what? Hold on. Tasty something. Oh, thank you. I was about to let this motherfucker have it with Taste Zebra. Sound like a motherfucker that be fucking mama, his sister, and getting some hair from his grandma. But anyway, I'm just gonna leave you alone. I swear, I am. But I'm just saying, like, okay, everybody knows I'm in a relationship. It took a lot for me to settle down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does my man give me what I want? Yeah, he could. But I don't need a man to give me what I want. You know what I'm saying? That's what my groupies are for. They give me what I want. And I said a long time ago, in order for me to settle down, I needed to meet a man that could give me what I need. You know what I'm saying? He gives me what I need. And he's teaching me discipline because he's like, you're used to motherfuckers saying yes and kissing your ass. I'm not gonna kiss your ass. He's very stern with me. He can handle my attitude when I'm about ready to beat somebody's ass and just go off the deep end. He knows how to snatch my ass up and put me in proper perspective. And in the bedroom, he really knows how to fuck a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not gonna say that he don't put the dick down because he's my man. If you can't fuck me, you can't be my man because I'm the type of bitch that I have fucked several dudes in one day. And that's because they didn't give me what I needed and that was an orgasm. So I may have fucked you thinking that I was gonna nut and you pissed me off. I'll call somebody else up and be like, okay, well, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Because I know their dick game is proper or whatever. And then they fail. And then the third dude, you know what I'm saying? After fucking those other two dudes throughout the day at different times, the third dude, but he's still dicking me. I'm so worked out that, boom, I'm a cop. So they made it easy for you. Does that make me a hoe? No, that just makes me hard to satisfy. orgasm that I need, so be it. I'm going to fucking do it. If a motherfucker don't like it, fuck you. You got to respect me because I kept it honest. You know what I'm saying? I kept it honest. All the time.
Man do it, shit. You know what I mean?
But you know, when a man do it, it's high five. Yo, you be running through bitches, yo. I know, da-da-da-da. Oh, when a bitch do it, oh, she nasty. Like, why she gotta be nasty? If no, okay, if that's the case, motherfucker don't get their people to the strip club and old girl been working the strip club all day. Ain't no telling what she done did in the VIP. He gonna pay money to be up in her. And he's gonna be like, oh, she got a fat ass, the finest thing. Men got so many fucked up ways of thinking, and no, I'm not dogging men, because out of 100%, not all 100% the 100% of men got a fucked up way of thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say about 35-40% got the game fucked up. And those are the motherfuckers that I wanna fuck with, because I wanna go ahead and fuck they head up, then give them the story in reverse, like fucking Nas did in Rewind when he told the story in reverse.
Right.
I want to go ahead and fuck them, and then while I'm fucking them, take them back, then bring them forward, then hop off the dick and just be like, I'm good, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I know.
Right.
I'm gonna do it. Like, especially, I'm real sorry. I keep telling motherfuckers my business too much, but I don't care. Now, when I'm legit, I have an older brother. He's 5 years older than me. So, I had a crush on all his friends. They didn't fuck with me because, oh, that's little Pam. That's Tony's little sister. She a little kid. Bitch, I'm going to grow up one day. And when I grow up, I'll be a fine bitch. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Right.
Had my first kid at 6 at 15. So, my pussy season, I popped the baby out. You know what I'm saying? Had my second kid when I was 17. Pussy is, like, on point. So, as I turn 18, here come the friends. Oh, damn, you looking good. You done had some kids? Yeah, I'm grown now. I'm somebody's mama. Man, let me tell you. We fucked. Shit wasn't that good. I'm mad because I had to wait, like, I'm 8, 9, 10, got crushes on these motherfuckers. I'm mad that they made me wait 8 years to fuck them, and that shit wasn't good. That's like, oh, you can get this dick anytime I want it. I'm good. What you mean? Man, I waited this long, and I wasn't even, how can I? I wasn't a professional fucker. I wasn't doing my thing like I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? I was a kid. So I didn't even have an orgasm yet. So I'm just like, man, I'm straight. And then it's like I see them now. Damn, you fine as fuck. And you old as fuck. Nah, I'm good. I'm straight. Fat, out of state. The thing that I was so hell bent on wanting to fuck them because they was like the shit back in the day. I'm gonna tell you right now. So, motherfuckers that are young and y'all look good, y'all get old, y'all gonna be ugly as fuck. Y'all gonna be fat. Y'all gonna lose all your damn hair. Motherfucking dick gonna shrivel up. You know, so the big dick you had in high school, when you get older, that shit ain't gonna be shit. Then you're going to fuck around there and you're going to fuck a bitch that you didn't give the time of day. She went from an ugly duckling to the beautiful swan. She ain't going to give three shits about you. What's going to happen is she's going to fuck with you. She's going to take your money. And when she get tired and get caught up on her bill, she's going to really tell you how bad your dick was and how you can kiss her motherfucking ass.
Right. I agree with you. Damn, I don't even know what the fuck to say. All I can do is listen. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all better listen out there. She's spin the drop in on Chalk for a minute. And, shit, she keep it one. This shit ain't no act. Everything she telling y'all is real. Y'all better listen to her. Y'all women out there playing stingy with what y'all do. Y'all better take heed to what she's saying. That's real talk. What you won't do, what they frown up at, it's another bitch that smile at that shit.
Yeah. Men driving in the car, and it's gonna be like, oh man, damn, my bitch, I can't get my bitch to suck dick. He gonna be talking to his bitch in the car, and that bitch gonna have her head in his lap, in his dick, and he's just gonna be like, I'm not going home to this tired up bitch. Like, she don't, it's not like no war. He gonna find a reason to keep standing away from the crib. This shit gonna happen. The next thing you know, your man gonna bounce. Y'all ain't gotta worry about me, because I'm good. I got a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't get down with fucking with somebody else's man. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he don't tell the truth when we meet or whatever, then, you know, I'm sorry. But women, I am not your issue. I have a man. He takes care of what he needs to take care of. And we good. Now, let me get single, or y'all can cancel Christmas, because I'm fucking. I want to fuck every nigga I couldn't fuck when I was in a relationship. Except for rappers and industry niggas, because y'all dick is tainted. I'm good. I want to fuck every nigga before I fuck a baller, rapper, anything like that. I mean, I'm just saying. So, we have another caller. I wonder who this is, but that should say. 215-834. You're in the Chocolate Wave with Chalk Mommy.
You on the line with Black Cancer. What's up, shit talker?
Oh, hey, mister. I don't kiss after a bitch done sucked my dick or licked my ass or I've ate her pussy, but I'm waiting on Chalk Money so all that can change. How you doing?
What's up, Chalk Mommy? Hey, you going to tell me if you got my music in tonight?
I got your music, and I'm going to play it when you bring your punk ass on the show. Now, there's one catch. When I play music and you come on the show, when we meet face-to-face, all those I don'ts are going to become I do's and get you on camera so people don't think that I'm lying, okay? All
right, okay, whatever you say, lady.
Okay, think I'm playing if you want to. Think I'm playing if you want to. I have very... waste of personality. I'm like Al Pacino, the Godfather, Marlon Brando. I make offers that motherfuckers don't refuse.
If you say so, we would have to see in person. You talking to a Philly nigga. We ain't gullible.
Who?
I said, you talking to a Philly nigga. We ain't gullible.
Oh, Philly niggas, they feel it. They good. They'll be the best ones. Because y'all are so headstrong, but I'm stronger.
You stronger? You Kanye now, huh?
Nah, fuck Kanye, but I'm just saying.
Can you turn Kanye out?
I wouldn't fuck with Kanye for nothing in the world. I wouldn't fuck Kanye with Amber Rose, Quincy, if I had that, and I wouldn't touch him with fucking, no. I wouldn't touch him with a fake pussy. I'm good.
Okay.
Hell no.
Because
but
Kanye
the pussy ought to turn me out, huh?
Kanye has an ego, and I promise you, he has to give me some serious ass funny money because I would tell it all. Kanye don't look like he could fuck me. Kanye too
have
arrogant.
Have you seen a picture of me yet?
Hmm?
Have you even seen a picture of me yet?
Have I seen a picture of you?
Yeah.
I've seen an outline of you.
Alright.
I mean, you can twit pick me a picture, dick included. I need dick to be out.
You know I ain't doing that. I said that last time, and I told you I wasn't doing that.
Oh, damn, you can't blame a bitch trying.
Killing, boy.
You can't blame a motherfucker for trying shit around here.
No, I think you got a thing for Philly niggas, though. I ain't going to necessarily say you got a thing for me, because that's all I do is shit talk with you, so...
No,
I don't know.
I have a thing for dudes in the Northern Hemisphere because y'all know how to suck and y'all know how to pay for pussy. You don't mind paying for pussy. Now, not you in particular, but Northern niggas, they pay for what they want. They know the good shit they bring.
Okay.
So, yes, I have a thing for Northern Philly, New York, Jersey, Maryland, D.C., V.A., depends on how the V.A. it is, Detroit.
So when you plan on making it up here?
You know what? I plan on going on a nice little tour, like, in May. So
in May.
I'm gonna end up in New York. I'm gonna go to Miami, like for Memorial Day weekend. Then I'm gonna come up north so I can go to the Puerto Rico parade and then do some other stuff. But you know, I don't mind coming to Philly. Philly needs to make up the last time I was there. I had a bad experience.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, so, no, it's going to be somebody's responsibility to make that up for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to think about, I can't even do that. I'm in a relationship. I was about to say, I was going to let it ride, though.
I was going to let it ride. I ain't say nothing. I was listening.
You're right.
Yes. I'm going to need about 4 or 5 the best things to feel it to come see me, but I'm going to pass. They can still come see me, but they can't feel me. We can hug and have some drinks and
Hello? You can have some drinks and what?
I can introduce y'all to Busta Pussy. It's a drink. It's shot.
Oh, okay.
1-2-1, SoCo, and Raspberry Core. You know what I'm saying? I'm a bartender. I know these things. So, yeah, I can turn y'all into that. And then I'll go back to the hotel.
I want some drinks from you. That's number one. And number two, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
All right. So, since you are a porno star, how many people have...
No, I'm not a porn star.
Okay, all right. Well, since, all right, how many people have you tackled in one sexual segment? So, like, how many niggas have you fucked?
When I was 16, I fucked 5 dudes back to back because neither one of them could satisfy me.
5?
Yeah. I told you that I was home back in the day, but I'm honest.
No, that's cool with me. I only ask you that because Philly niggas like to run trains.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't a train. It's like, he got the fuck out, and the next one came in. It was like a revolving door. And as I finished fucking, they fucked my friend, and at the end of the night, we still weren't satisfied. We still wanted some more dick. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing, or we had some big pussies, or they dick wasn't that small. So, I mean, I'm just saying it could have been a variety of a lot of different things.
Okay.
Now,
that's the only question I have.
Woman, how many dudes have I fucked in a session? I'm not going to say in a session, but in a day, I would have to say 3. Yeah. When I was in Fort Lauderdale, I'm not even going to lie. When I came home from prison after doing 3 years and 8 months, I was trying to fuck all the dick that I could. You know, I was trying to catch up for being locked away from dick and everything. And that's just like 3. You can't get on the seat.
What is all that noise?
That's somebody. Shit, I don't know.
I ain't even hear what you said. What was the last thing you said?
I think you can never catch up. It's like sleep. You can never catch up on what's missed.
Alright.
Oh, stop that. You know? It's not good. Because you use protection, but still. And you know, after fucking all the niggas that I fucked in my lifetime, my pussy is still tight without any automatic.
I was just about to ask you that, too.
My shit is still tight as fuck. Like, last night, me and my dude, we fucked. After he nutted in me and he pulled out, when he was trying to put it back in, it was still tight like we never even fucked. That's my pussy 24/7. Even when I'm on my pen and I put in a tampon, that shit is kind of tight. I don't need to dish to make my pussy tight. I wish to keep clean. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to sit in a tub of water with some vinegar, use something to make my pussy tight because somebody beat it up or anything like that. So I got what you call that snapper. You know what I'm saying? That shit snapped back. And I had 4 kids. naturally, I have like maybe 3 stretch marks on my stomach. Can't really see them or anything like that. And it's like every time you fuck me and you come out, you still gotta go against the grain for the penetration. It's still like, it's like you being a magnum ass dude wearing a fucking regular lifestyle. That's what my pussy feels like on a dick.
So if your dude eats your ass and then he come up to kiss you, that's cool, right?
It's my ass and I want. Yes, it's my ass. I'm clean. I take several showers throughout the day and use 3 different soaps. One being a motherfucking antibacterial. Yes. I have her priestess on, and I know she is probably on the line rolling like a motherfucker.
I am, like, just getting off work, and I tuned in while I'm getting everybody's shit to go, and I'm, like, dying laughing. They had absolutely no idea why. Oh, my God, y'all are crazy.
But I'm saying, Capri, if your man licks your ass or your pussy, it's yours. You know how clean you are. And you're going to kiss him, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, pussy-wise, yes. But I mean, I'm not really an ass person, so I don't think I would feel comfortable with somebody's face down there just because I don't like it. Yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel, like, towards that. But, yeah, I mean, ass eating, nah. I mean, I told you we tried anal and everything like that, and I got to be fucked up. Like, yeah. So, I mean, but if I did like it, yeah, I mean, I'm clean, so, you know. As far as pussy, I love the way my pussy tastes, so you can eat it all day long and kiss me. That shit turns me on, you know.
I like this. If you can't kiss somebody after they go down on you, that's
yeah.
Not wrong with your shit, or, you know what I'm saying? You're not
right.
True. And if that's the case, dude, if y'all eating a female and you go to kiss her and that don't want to kiss you, something
yeah.
Wrong. Dig in your ear, get some motherfucking earwax, finger that, and if she start moving, she got something. I'm telling you, she's so old.
Whoa, what? What? Earwax? Where did earwax come from? I'm lost.
If you take your finger, if you have, like, something about earwax, when you dig in your ear and you put it up in a female and that bitch starts squirming, he got something. I learned that from a man. I thought
if she starts squirming?
Yeah, because normally if ain't nothing wrong with her, it's not going to bother her, but it's got some type of deep infection or trichomonas or chlamydia. Or
I mean, I don't think that's, honestly, I don't think that's true because like, I mean, I don't get earwax like that, but if I did, like, I mean, I wouldn't want somebody holding earwax up to me, whether it's mine or not.
You're not going to know. That's, you know how we have old wife tales, stuff like that?
Oh, okay, okay.
That's a big secret, you know what I'm saying?
I was about to say, so, I mean, okay.
Yeah, you ain't going to know.
Like, see, I'm from California. We don't do them old wife tales. We got to have facts, girl.
Them shits work. So, I thought somebody was lying, so I called my cousin. That is a hoe. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, yeah, cuz. He's like, I'll do that shit if I suspect a bitch ain't really clean like that. Why do anything? I'm a
yeah.
Dick in my ear, and then I'm going to be fucking with that bitch pussy, and I'm going to stick my finger in. And if that bitch started moving and screaming, it's a wrap. She ain't something wrong.
Aye. Okay, who's all on the phone? Because I wasn't aware of, like, who's all on the phone.
Okay, Black Panther.
And Black Panther, hi.
Black
how are
Panther.
You?
How you doing, Mark?
I'm good.
I got to send Murphy a message because I don't know where the hell he is. And it was
like, I'm mad because, you know, like, I was waiting for this all day. And, like, you know, my feelings just kind of hurt.
Yeah, like, his mixtape is on point. I ain't even going to lie. I listened to that shit last night.
It's on point? All his shit be on point. Like, that's my nigga.
It's your bar,
huh?
Oh, my God.
Right, huh? That shit, bar? These people on the fucking highway are, like, they're about to piss me off. So if y'all hear me cussing, I'm just probably throwing pennies and quarters at people's fucking windshields on the highway.
I'm the only person that did that. I throw rocks and all that shit.
Really? Me too. Like, I am crazy. Like, I will fucking tell people I will skin them like a fucking pig if they, like, man.
Nah,
I am a sweet person, though. But when it comes to driving, nah, you got to get out of my way.
No, I'll throw pennies and rocks and all that, but best believe, you got to watch your head up in Philly. They clapping me. It's all crazy.
Right.
It's okay. I was getting ready to tell y'all something. I forgot what the fuck it was. Damn it. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. You know I like to get off track.
I mean, no. Oh.
You know the show goes in any and every direction.
I know.
Yes, it does.
Damn it. How in the fuck could I just have a freeze like that? You know what? I'm going to play a song. And then
you going to play my song?
Am I going to play your song?
You
going to
play my song?
Are you going to kiss me after you eat me?
Yeah, I'm going to kiss you after I eat you.
You lying, motherfucker.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
No.
I'm not lying.
No. You know what? What's going to happen is it's the opposite. I forgot. It's the opposite. She got a brush of teeth. She sucks your dick. My bad.
I don't know.
Okay. Now, I forgot to find your song. I'm in my email.
So Black Panther is the only person on the phone? I thought there was two people.
Yeah, Scotty Mac comes up. I think his girlfriend might have came in, or he got too excited. He needed to go pleasure himself, you know, one of the two. Because, you know, if you a man and you got a woman and she catch you listening to my show, you might get fucked up. Because this is a bit much for an average woman to take.
I understand.
Okay, now, Black Sugar, I know your music is in here. I gotta go through my damn. Okay, hold on. No. Damn it. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Oh, come yeah, can I promote?
Now I'll play Come Lay With Your Man.
I think I sense it. Yeah, Come Lay With Your Man and maybe Seductive. I ain't too sure.
It's coming, it's coming.
Look, how you doing, ma? I know that I love you damn much, but let's put the truth on it. I think about you, get about you, and you know what? I got it in my mood. And it goes a little something like this. Come lay with your man, you can play in there, he deep in the swim. Spend the day on the land, on our way to Japan, blow peace with your man. Come lay with your man, we can play in the sand, baby, we can swim. Spend the day on the land, on our way to Japan, blow peace with your man. Emotions are rolling over, the emotional roller. You wanna sell my minutes, it's rolling over, you splitting my shit. Kill time, filling my line, I know you the silliest time, but you stay my mind, you fine wine, you deserve the line. All the mother drinks to sink because you're killing the game. Fill up your pen, been attracted to ice. The fact is I'm filling a ring, so I'ma spin a white. Why? I was never thinking about it in my time with women when I be living in pivot. How? So many times looking at heads in the city. I was fucking and ducking up good heads in the city. Before the bitch infrared to a city, I don't have to get ugly if you swear it's pretty. So stop misleading. Stop the street, too smart to get fossil sleep. It's a good thing that we have me and you with the drugs. I go to rehab and we are through. Never needed a construction that beat it through. So therefore I'm here for when that beat it through. Plus you the hottest thing I've ever seen in June. From your lips that ass is that you gifted it with. A thick and sweet, thick as the wild. Plus you with a kid if you kiss the dick. Come play with your man, we can play in the sand, baby. Spend days on the land, on our way to Japan, blow haze with your man. Come lay with your man, we can play in the sand, baby, we can swim.
same bitch ain't gonna get a smut when they peep in the chain. And I ain't got a lot of that shit, but I got it right. Hope still wanna blow my cigarette on the fight. And not give me reason why should I retire? Ain't telling what they do my ride. You might not like what you did, but let's get it clear. You got an option if you choosing a side. There ain't a lot of girls out there that's choosing a ride. If you was a boy, they hoping your shoe was inside. 13 became a fly guy. Who knew I'm high? The second time I fell in love, that was June or July. It girl considered a hoe with numerous guys. They ain't lying and shit. They be shooting the flies. Why? It's the fact that I'm cheating, but you mislead. And I'm trying to fight my demons. You kind of like my team. And you love my team. And you love I'm feeling fool. And dig knock, you open your doors. Yeah, I'll be open for sure. You a nigga like me to come and open you more. Cause it is like destruction ball and break walls. But when they can give you the dime with the face off.
Damn, Black Jack, you trying to eat niggas out some damn shit. I like that song. You better have brung it. You can't when the eyes are broken, that shit sounds like shit. Well, I just messed you out. But because I let it play to the end, I love to hear music. Who the hell sound like they on a skateboard?
Because I'm driving home.
Oh, I thought that was Black Cancer, Black.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get home. How long left?
We got 47 minutes of streaming live, but people in the chat room can hear me up until 11 o'clock. I can go 3 hours if I want to, so you good.
So 11 o'clock your time?
Yeah, just
okay, so that's 10 my time. Okay, cool. Hopefully I can get home. Well, I'm on my way home now to stream.
Okay, just for some reason... Hold on, you're like an hour behind, right? So, like...
Yeah, it's 8:12. It's 8:12 where
okay.
I'm at right now.
Hey,
so, I'll be home.
Kicked out before 9 o'clock, you won't be able to get back in. Because, like, at 9 o'clock, the switchboard closes down. So, everybody that's already in the queue will be able to still listen unless you go in the chat room and then you can hear or something like that. And then, can people stop personalizing... sending me private chats. What if I want a sex talk? 3, 2, 3, 2. I do not want to sex talk. You cannot see my body. You want to see my body, go on my fuck site and you can see me fuck. But when I'm doing my radio show, I don't got time for no sidebar chats unless you're talking about sending me a PayPal or you're trying to buy something for me. I'm a fool. So if you ain't talking about money, you ain't talking about shit. So stop fucking... sending me side chat, so I'm going to call you out every motherfucking time. Okay, sorry about that. Caprice, the subject is earlier was, how far would you go to satisfy a freaky desire? And I gave them a story about the blog that I just wrote about freaky tales about how I woke up one morning and I was determined to get some, but I wanted to be from a stranger that lived in the city that I lived in. And, you know, it went on to, you know, with just keeping it real or whatever. So, my thing is, like, what is the wildest thing that you've done acting on a sexual urge?
Okay, well, the wildest thing, okay. Sorry, this car is going to piss me off. The wildest thing I've done, I hope I don't wreck tonight talking like this and then driving. I would say me and my dude was at his mom's house. And at the time, you know, like, he's an only child, so his room was still how it was since, like, forever and everything. So, yeah, that never changed. So we were over there just chilling, you know, because his mom loves me and everything. So we were just chilling, and I was, like, horny as shit. So I told him, I was like, babe, like, I'm really horny. He's like, come on, I'm not going to do it at my mom's house. Like, I was like, I'm sure you did in high school. He's like, yeah, but that's different, you know. I was like, okay, I respect that. So his mom called him, and she's the type of mom, like, you know, she'll barge in and just kind of do whatever. He didn't really have one of those sturdy locks on the door. So I just, when she called him in her room for whatever, I just got naked and got under his cover. So when he came back, I was just like, look, fool, I don't care. She can walk in if she wants to. Either she'll stand and watch or she'll leave. So, but we did it.
I wonder how you look.
You wonder how I look?
Yes, I do.
Go on Twitter.
Okay. Oh, really?
Black Panther. Let me put it to you like this. I would fuck her, okay?
Word.
Thank you.
What am I going on Twitter and looking for? What's your name?
At the Black Dahlia. It's T H A B L A C K K D A H L I A. The Black Dahlia. The
I'm
with
sure
an
Chuck
A.
Mama probably tweeted you, so I'll find you.
You
yeah,
said what?
I have a
yeah.
Okay. Enough said.
I'm so special. She mentions me a couple times
I'm
a day.
I'm so special. Doc Ma.
Yes. I gotta
get off the joint, but I'm can I promote Grindhard if I get off the line?
Retarded motherfuckers
is going to
be on the show next
Tuesday.
Oh, really?
I'm on a radio gangbang. Oh, shit. All right. Y'all make sure y'all check out Grindhard Radio every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. The number is 323-693-3043. Press 1 to talk because, of course, it's a blog talk. You know what I mean? Just do what you do. Promote, rap, sing, poetry. We want to know what your grind is. The motto is grind or die, so we definitely encourage that. And we want all y'all to call up and show some love because we show love back. Special shout-outs to Chalk Mom for having me on and talking shit with a nigga. You know what I mean?
If I ever get single, I'm going to test that theory. I'm going to ride the face, and then I'm going to suck your dick, and I'm going to come up with air, and I'm going to kiss you the lips.
Listen. I can eat a joint out and kiss her afterwards. That's cool. But her trying to do that to me is a no-no. And it will always stick and be that till I die.
Okay. Well, how about I kiss your ass and then I'll kiss you. So, you know, till you die.
All right.
You know she going to take it
night,
a step
man.
Further.
Y'all can take it a step further. All y'all want to, especially her. Wait till I see you, though. I don't know when I'm going to see her, but I'm going to see you one day, though.
If you see me, make sure your dick is pretty and big. Not pretty big, but pretty and big. If not, I am going to fuck you up on every social media network. I'm going to call your radio show and tell everybody how ugly and small your dick is, and I wouldn't let you use it.
Okay, you have a
She's
good night. Y'all have a good night.
Take your card. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, it's so hard being on this bitch to keep my clothes on. I tweeted him. Right? I don't know where he is. Only his own time or something. I don't know. But the show must go on. Matter of fact, you know what? I am in the mood to prank call somebody. But I don't know.
Hey.
Damn. I am, like, really in the mood to prank call somebody. I feel like...
I think I might have a couple coworkers. No, but I don't want to get in trouble. I just got a promotion, too.
Yeah, you just got a promotion, and I was to get fucked up because I had a homegirl, and she wanted to get off work early, right?
Yeah.
She was going to act like she was going to get sick so she could call in and ride the chocolate wave. Tell me, why in the fuck does her manager follow me and he got a conversation on Twitter?
Oh. Busted. But you know what? I sure would have blackmailed that ass.
You know, like, why you not following me? What he trying to do? Like,
I
would have
been like, oh, you management, huh? Well,
I'll use it to my advantage. Like, you know, that's my homegirl. I'm get you some exclusive pictures of Chica. I can get you some videos. All you need to do is let me off today with pay, and she's going to shout you out. I'll even get you on the phone with her. Man,
huh.
She's so cool with her. I might get her to Skype you and give you your own personalized shout out. Like, yeah.
Right.
I'm thinking about the craziest thing I ever did was I was horny, and I have a cop friend that has a dick, and he was working, and I wanted his dick, and I told him that, you know, I feel good about having a job, or had a job and paying the taxes, and, you know, taxpayer money goes to public officials, right?
So, right.
I told him, okay, he needs to come protect and serve me. That's what I paid him for. So how about he's in his unmarked car, we pull off on the side of the road somewhere, that motherfucker takes off his little belt with the gun and shit, pulls out his uniform pants, and he fucks me.
I would have been like, officer, that was me speeding down Highway 39. No, Highway 69, huh?
It was a turn-on because he didn't take off his shirt. So, like, I wanted to make sure the tail end of the shirt was getting caught in the pussy so he could feel like abs, straight pussy when he went to work. Man, oh my God, I was enjoying that shit. Because I was like, fuck me. You know what I mean? Like, oh God. There's nothing better than fucking somebody that has some power and
some authority, yes.
Because I have this thing about. I will tell a dude, stop fucking me. Come with pussy. Now stick your back in me. Now roll me over. Fuck me. Fuck me harder. Bitch, what you waiting on, man? You better fuck me like, man. I'd be like, I'm getting carried away, but that should be making my pussy clean. I'm bad. I swear.
You are bad. Okay, I am 2 minutes away from home.
Like, what? A cop cannot tell me I have to write my name Sally because I love making noise in bed. Yes, like, I am
me
a
too.
Screamer, especially when they stick the dick in and I can feel it. My pussy is so tight that if you stick the dick in and I can't feel the penetration, it's not going down. If something is wrong. We're going to stop right there. But I feel out a dick. Like, it was just one guy. You know, he was one of my one night. It wasn't even a one. Yeah, no, it was 2 nights. I fucked him 2 nights. You know, not.
But, she double back, y'all.
Yeah, I double back because I was thinking that maybe, you know, he might, you know, take the torch and surprise. But he was very nice. He was a former drug dealer, light skin, bare buff body. He had cornrows. He was gorgeous.
I had to leave him thugs alone.
But he was him. It was just something about him. So he buys my food and everything like that. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to spend the night with you. He was doing all the right things. He paid for my food. And I was like, I need to get some gas. He's like, I paid for it? Really?
You fucking right you will.
He paid for the gas. He's going to the gas station. He get a Magnum condom. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because, you know, I already have a conflict about fucking with niggas that's eye to eye with. Literally, like, 5'5", 5'6". I be knowing they dick small anyway. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, no. I've seen some small men who's had some biggies. Yeah.
I've only come across two persons. The other ones have lived up to the shortness. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
He pulls off, you know, he's putting the counter on the table at the hotel. We're eating our chicken wings, and we're talking, and we're having a good time. Girl, I always like to feel the dick before he pull it out. I always like to be teasing him, kissing him, getting him all hot and bothered.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Like, really? Like,
yeah.
I just have to put forth an effort for my mouth to cover his whole dick. And he had the audacity to tell me that he had a tradition. He likes to fuck a lot. Fuck what? Mm. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
He put on the Magnum condom. I'm like, maybe as we're fucking, maybe he'll get some added width from something. Girl, but that motherfucker did remain loose for the rest of the night. I was mad as fuck. and he thought he was beating a pussy up from the back. Now, mind you, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't even hit a spot. You know how, like, when a dude hits the bottom, you back up or you run or something like that? He couldn't
hit
that spot. So I'm just like, fuck. The only thing he was good for was holding me. His arms was long enough to cuddle my body. But I mean, so.
Dang, he was a spidget?
Yeah. So the second time, I was at Brother's Function at this thing called the Underground. Every night, you know what I mean? So we went there, he came in. He was so cute, you know what I'm saying? He's still cute as fuck. And he was just we go back to his place. First of all, I'm mad because I got on heels and I'm taller than him. That is a fucking no-no. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, you know what, fuck. So then we go back to his sister's crib. This motherfucker want to fuck me all night. And then I just had to get irritated because the worst thing you can do is fuck me and not fuck me right and then think you're doing something and talk shit. And then fuck with me. If you ain't putting the dick down and it's keeping up and I'm happy and you got my pussy on fire, don't be tickling me with no little dick. That's the worst thing you can do. Stick your dick in me and tickle me. That's the worst thing. So, I'm just like, yo, look, real nigga, I'm trying to sleep. If I can't sleep, I'm going to go home. You keep sticking your dick in me. You want to hit it from behind, but you don't have enough length to keep it in. And he looked at me, what? Basically, your dick is too small and I'm tired of you fucking with me. I can't come. I just want to go to sleep. So, that's not the friendship.
I'm
just saying, like, fucked up dick will fuck up a relationship. Fucked up pussy will fuck up a relationship. Unless y'all fucked up together and you don't know no better.
Yes, this is true.
And then it doesn't matter. Like, what is the cruelest thing you've ever told somebody sexually? Why it was fucking you or after they fucked you?
What was the coolest thing or the rudest?
Yeah, the ruthless, cruelest, the meanest shit you've ever told to do.
The rudest thing. I think I'm more so of a person who doesn't really say anything, like, if I'm upset, you'll know I'm upset because I'll have an attitude. You'll talk to me, and I'll just be like, give them that disappointed look. That's really it, or I just will never talk to them again. That's really it. But majority of the guys that I've been with, I've been in a relationship with. So I've given them chances to make it up if they give me one bad time, you know?
The cruelest shit I've ever said, I would have to say, is my ex-husband. I told him that the only reason why I come when he bugged me is because I picture him being someone else.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah.
And what did he, what did he do or what did he say?
He ain't say shit, put hands on me.
You ain't no joke.
That nigga put hands on me like, whoa. I swear, yo, I have never, ever felt so disrespected in my life. I didn't know that I didn't know I could take it like that, but I guess I hurt his male ego. Cause it's different when you're married versus your boyfriend. But
yeah.
Tell your husband that you come thinking about being somebody else. But, I mean, my husband wasn't cheating.
Yeah, that's just some shit you don't say, like.
I mean, normally you're not supposed to, but I like them super bitches. I don't believe shit stinks, and I like to buy a lot of shit to see what I can get away with. And plus, my husband was a cheater. So I used to always picture him fuck a bitch. He just automatically think that it was a dude, but sometimes it would be a dude. It would be some of his homeboys in the office because he was in the Marine Corps, and he had some fine-ass friends. And I think the most trite we married, I was, you know, I have a husband, and I had met somebody else, and we were having an affair. Because my husband was after me, and we were supposed to be trying to work on something, but I was getting fucked by my new friend, so I didn't care if me and my husband reconciled or not. One day, my husband decided to spend family day with me and kids, but my kids was gone, so I guess he just wanted some pussy. So my best friend was at my best friend's house. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I had my boyfriend and my husband playing spades against me and my best friends and they was partners.
Girl. Ay, caramba. And I know you just sitting there looking like,
The thing is, Johan didn't know at the time that me and Adam was fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Johan was living in the house. He was living on base. And Adam was back in Portuguese. He was fine. He looked better than my husband. If I'm a cheat, you gonna look better than my main shit. I'm sorry. My mama always told me that if you need to fuck up what you got at home, make sure it's better than what you got. So,
yeah.
Was good. So, while Johan wanted to be a hoe and be on base and not be with his wife, Adam was picking up the slack. He was beating up the up. So, when my husband, ex-husband, found out that, you know, I wasn't at home crying and pining away for him to come home and give me some dick or whatever, that's when he decided he wanted to step up to the plate and he wanted us to get back together. I've never had a problem with fucking with a dude. Even when I was pregnant, my ex-husband literally had to chase niggas away from the house because I guess they figured without me being pregnant, I had good pee, but being pregnant, I had that futuristic butter melting kind of puss. You know, kind of just make you lay in the bed at night and just want it all the time. I don't know what it was, and I had never fucked these dudes before. I guess they just looked at me and was like, that bitch looked like she got some good pussy.
I don't know what the hell is going on with this computer. Like, it's loading slow.
Well, all you gotta do is go on the Chocolate City Radio, and we're, like, down at the bottom. Matter of fact, I don't know what the fuck is going on with Merck, and then I'm gonna talk shit on Twitter, but what I am gonna do is, because I do like his music, I'm gonna play, wait a minute, what is that damn song, guys? All My Haters, see. Let me make sure. Yeah. All my haters featuring Gucci. Well, Murphy Lee featuring Gucci and Nelly.
It's Mr. Wintertime, motherfucker.
It's Mr. Wintertime.
Thank you.
anybody get along with it. Name one nigga that can flow like murder, make girls get my verse, I'll tell it. Why come to more shit than a pimp? Why cause I know damn well I'm the shit. I'm the same nigga that acts up. Wrong DJ, he made me the hit. Pull up in the all brown big boy, being bumping, looking, bumping on purpose. Talk about inside peanut butter, outside jelly, and my wood match my shirt. Nigga, clicks in a motherfucker, smell like money in the club with new clothes on. You ain't grown as a motherfucker, but still bring no French toys on.
You have as far as
you know, your flow just because it completely goes over their head. But I guarantee you, if people actually stop and really listen to your lyrics, it's more than what they sound like. You see what I'm saying? Like, it goes over so many people's head, but you are lyrically blessed, like, and people don't get that. No problem. I mean, like, people are on Wayne and Drake's dick and this, but honestly, like, they just don't compare to you. That, I mean, in my mind, they just don't.
You got a beautiful mind, woman.
That's thank you. Murphy is a pioneer. He's a pioneer at this shit. And, I mean, Drake is just for being a gay ass. Wayne looks like a motherfucking roach. It's like, Murphy's dreads are nice. His whole...
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
He got that dirty, dirty, like, I will fuck you up in the terrible look.
Yes. So clean cut, you know?
Yes. And it's funny because he can, like, he can rap. I mean, he is so multi-talented. Like, he can be spitting out a fast-ass freestyle and fucking hitting a home run in the softball game. Like, he can do all that.
I know, like, but, and the thing is, like, he just makes it so easy, like, you make it seem so easy, and you're witty with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, your delivery in every song is different, you know, you constantly change it up, but yet, you know, everybody knows what to expect from you, you know? I'm never disappointed when I hear your music, like, never.
I appreciate that. Y'all giving good compliments today. See, y'all ain't giving just regular compliments. See, some people give, like, compliments and be like, you know what I mean? Oh, you're handsome and keep it pushing, but y'all give a compliment that, like, scientifically breaks down why somebody is a certain way. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's what I do.
And what I love about you is when you came on the last time, it was like you look at your fans and supporters as your family. It's like they've grown with you. And even your mixtape, you hate the word group. And it's like you don't look at them like that because it's like your support system is helping you take care of your family, helping you to live day to day. It's giving you that extra reason to get up and go for hard. When people hit you on Twitter, you take the time out to follow them back. You take the time to talk to them. You're like very interactive with the people that are supporting you. So it's like it's your support system. You look at them like, oh, damn, when I go to this show, I hope I sell out. I hope everybody spend their money. You're not looking at them as a meal ticket or paycheck. It's like you look at them as a long-distance family member, depending on where they're at. If they're in your city, you fuck with them. You do charity work. You're like a businessman. You're thinking outside the box because you're not going to be a rapper for the rest of your life. You may decide tomorrow you don't want to make music anymore. Then you have, you got your You See Me Entertainment. You got Freaky Machado. You got the air fresheners. You got the calendars. Is the vodka ready yet, or are you still working on that?
It's coming, so.
I'll see. Okay. Now, when we get that Freaky Vodka, I swear, I'm going to have more freaky moments because I'm ready to start my own drinking show.
Me too. I'm ready.
I'm telling you, I got the little Pinterest, the new scrapbook thing or whatever, and it's like basically, it's like you pin pictures of whatever it is you want. It's like a storyboard, and I have something called Drinking with Chuck, and my two favorite liquors on there is Freaky Moscato. And I shout Murphy and Kiwan out and tell people about it. And Pizza Rock. So the next bottle of Freaky Moscato I get, I'm going to pour it on my pussy, and my man ain't coming up until every last drop is gone. He can put it in his pocket.
You're going to be drunk to the bitch.
That's what's up. Freaky on the pooty. Freaky on the pooty.
It's just like, I don't know. Now, tell us about this new mixtape, because I feel so privileged and honored because you gave me the link before it came out. And I like when you do stuff like that because that lets me know that you know that I'll go hard for you and I'm in the loop because I consider myself to be part of y'all family because y'all treat me so good, side conversations and everything like that. I like that.
Church. Preach. Okay. But yeah, the new tape, man, Mr. Wintertime, you know what I mean? Murphy Lee presents Mr. Wintertime. I'm cold, you know what I'm saying? That's one of them crazy joints. I wanted to drop it somewhere near December, but I think this was the perfect time, closer to right when winter finna end. So it's just crazy, though. I got like 16 songs on there. You know, I got Trey songs on there. I got Gucci Mane, Nelly Moe. You know what I'm saying? I got, of course, St. Lunatics. Super Sag Live, man. He produced a lot of tracks on that thing, man. Shout out to him. Who else on that thing, man? Shy Carter on that thing, man. We got a lot of people, man. Thank Yangin. Day 26. Nah, Day 26 not on that. He on the ladies' dish. See, the thing is, I dropped like 3 or 4 CDs. Matter of fact, I dropped 5 CDs within these little 2-3 months. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's crazy right now. But I dropped that something for the ladies on Valentine's Day called the Ladies Edition, you know what I mean? With DJ Jewel. She a female DJ from St. Louis. So that was catered towards the ladies and all my vagina likers. You know what I'm saying? It was nuts doing that. Like you go online and get that thing off of MurphyLeeUSeeMe.com and check that thing out. But it's got like 12 bangers on there, you know what I'm saying? So but I've been dropping them like crazy, man. Shout out to DJ Infamous from VA. He dropped one for me, The Return of St. Lunatic 2. He had dropped one, like, last year, too, the part one of that. So that was crazy. That's still out there on the road. I also got We Are the Franchise by DJ Envious Styles and the Cartoon Network. We just did one with DJ Southwest, you know what I'm saying? He just dropped one that's crazy called Life of a Lunatic. So we've been pushing, and all of it got exclusive music on it, man. I've been doing a lot of crazy stuff, you know what I mean? Like, letting you know what it is. Because I love music. People be thinking, I don't know if they thought I quit or I don't know what it is. So I'm just like, just shooting right now. But I loaded up the gun, so I'm just shooting, letting go.
That's what's up.
That's how it is. When you disappear, motherfuckers can't pinpoint. They just will always be like, oh, he washed up. He ain't doing nothing new. But they don't know is they slip in because you're sitting up there, just shit. Like you said, like in the last 2-3 months, you dropped like what 5 mixtapes, and I'm mad. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll buy all of them, but guess what? I'm gonna be on your website tonight, getting real familiar with everything.
Yeah, you know what, man? I went on that podcast or pen. What's that on your on the Macs with it? That's on the iTunes thing. It's podcast, I think. And like you type in a name or whatever. And they typed in Murphy Lee. I'm talking about it's like 1,000 songs that ain't even me. And it kind of made me mad because it made me like, oh, I ain't got no music out. But, I drop like at least 3 or 4 tapes like a year. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't never missed a step. So it's like, it was crazy. So I just start throwing. Now, that's where this came from, that whole moment. I'm like, I'm finna build my own podcast. I'm finna be the most popular thing in your iPod. I want to be, when you working out, I want to be there. You know what I'm saying? When you chilling, cooking, I want to be there. When you with your people still, I want to be there. When you driving, I want to be there. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing right now.
See, and what a lot of people don't realize is, like, you got this shit down to a science. A lot of artists these days, they're just like, oh, yeah, all right, I'm going to make a song today. You know, I'm going to have this shit out. Everybody going to be bumping to it. But the thing is, their music don't have longevity. Their shit is what's hot right now. You can... You know what I'm saying? Go listen to shit you've done from back in the day, and that shit still pop today. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit you dropped today, I can still see myself listening to it. And the thing is, Murph knows when to put shit out. You know when to step back, and you know when to put music out. These rappers, they're all in your face, and I get tired of them, like, quickly. And I'm like, okay, like, what the fuck? You know, go somewhere. But, like... You know, for a second, I'm like, well, shoot, where's Murphy? I know he's, you know, in the lab doing some shit, and when you come out, I'm like, I knew it, you know? Like, these artists these days, they don't know when the fuck to go away. And that's why I feel like your career will be, your career, like, it's not going to have an end. It's going to just keep going and going and going while all these other niggas is fading away.
that's crazy. Well, that's crazy. We talk about that all the time. You know what I'm saying? And how we built the longevity, and it's like, I ain't even got started yet. I'm just not getting started. You know what I'm saying? On this music side, so it's going to be a nice little run. I just want to see what's going to happen to it. But I'm on a mission, though, so I don't know if anybody see it. Actually, I don't care if you're looking or not, but you see me. I'm on a mission.
So what do you got planned for 2012?
2000
and what?
2012,
this year. What you got big
planned for everyone? Oh, man, we just music, movies, and Moscato. You know what I'm saying? We just pushing. Right now, you know, I'm trying to get freaky and Isidore Stephen on the man. You can go to ThinkFreaky.com. Order that thing so y'all can check that out, you know what I'm saying? But we on movies, music, and Moscato, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just pushing like crazy, but I'm finna start touring like nuts, so I'm
what
trying to touch
movie?
Everybody. Say what?
What kind of movie?
Oh, man, well, you know we do porn.
I didn't know.
Oh, wait, what? How? What? Where the hell have I been?
What?
Oh, look at y'all. Y'all crazy, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hold up. Why couldn't this happen?
I ain't
been
no porn in my own name. No, I'm just
saying. I was about to say, let me have
I ain't messed with it. I ain't last porn I did. Closest thing I did to porn was Tim Drift. I'm cool. I ain't made no text.
Yeah,
lately.
I was like.
You said lately? Where can we get that last one at?
Go to MarkLeeYouSeeMe.com. You can get my first porno I ever did.
Wait, hold on. Let me get a pen and paper. What did you say?
Oh, wow. I mean, can we download it? Because I'm like, oh, wow.
Let's
go to Walmart and purchase a big, big screen TV real quick.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I want to make sure you see me and I see you.
Right. I'm gonna need the 3D glasses.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh! Like,
damn. Yeah, crazy, man.
See Murphy. See,
but yeah, we've been actually on some on a real note though. Let me get off that. You know me, I'm so silly. We actually doing right now short movies for the schools. Like, you know, remember the short movies you see in school when they used to talk about stay out drugs and do this and they show you stuff like
that.
Yeah.
And now we going to inner city schools and we doing these short movies that really represent what these kids are going on in their lives right now. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Okay.
And they kind of extreme, you know what I'm saying? They're not extreme enough where you can't watch it, but it's the truth, you know what I'm saying?
It's,
and like
it's
a
real.
Lot of grown-ups don't know, yeah. And we definitely hitting that. We actually using the students in the scenes and stuff like that, so we trying to make moves like that. So be looking for that in a city near you and on a, you know what I mean? We trying to get in the school system with that, though. But that's next, too.
That's what's up. That is great.
Shit, yeah.
That is really great. Like, majority of these rappers, they talk about trying to give back or, you know, talking about the struggle, but they're not doing shit for their community. They're not doing shit for other communities. They just in it for themselves. And, you know, that's great that you're doing that.
Hell yes. Like, rappers. That mission of giving back is not going to the fucking strip club and putting pussy on the layaway and making it rain on the street. That's not giving back to
right.
You know? So.
Exactly. Shit.
I would need y'all to do something else. Now, Murph, I got a question for you. Now, you came in when we was playing All My Haters. What is your favorite song or what do you want me to play next? Hello? Oh, shit. Hold on. I got a bunch of calls in here. Hold on. 317-24, you're riding the wave with Chuck, Mon, Caprice, and Murphy Lee. Why are all these calls dropping? Hold on, let's try this one. 252-268, you're riding the wave with Chuck, Mon, Murphy Lee, and Caprice. Wow. damn switchboard, but oh. Murphy, you still there?
I don't think he is.
It's still showing on. Murphy, you there? I bet you he got T-Mobile.
I got T-Mobile.
Oh, my bad.
Your girl, well, credit ain't all that great, no.
While I'm waiting for him.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought I was gone. Y'all on John and all type of stuff.
Yeah, she was talking about your T-Mobile phone. What
hey,
do you want me to play next?
I want to hear that Keisha song, that Keisha featuring Super Sag, that thing right there, that go crazy to me.
Okay, here we go. Keisha featuring Murphy Lee featuring Super Sag.
It's the winter time.
Another classic. Hey, we call it not the Super Sag. Try to drizzle the entire You See Me at Dirty NT. Bam! Shout out to our boy DJ. Lugatti, boys! What up? Hey, let's get it! It's Mr. Time! What you know about that?
We gon' roll it up, don't let the vibe away. Gon' ride.
New York keeps the beefing with my dirt.
New York thinks he's better. My Jersey can sneak. What about my D-Town keys? What about my Motown keys? My kitchen, back keys. My kitchen, Motown keys. See, I never love the booth like I love Keisha and the booth look like Keisha better taste. You know we on that
track. He made that beat too. Y'all can follow him at Lottie on the track. He that thing crazy though. We just got the mix on that thing, man. I'm finna send out the cleans and all that so we can start spinning on that radio.
Well, you know, I'm gonna always play the dirt. That's how we do over here.
I'm going city to city to find out who got the biggest booty in each city. That's my new shit. But this car Fatty and she know it. I'm going on a big booty tour. A big booty. I'm just playing, but I'm going.
What you say, Chad?
Okay, we had this before. When are you coming to North Carolina? If you come to Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, I'm there. If you're in South Carolina, I'm there. If you come to the A, I'm there. You just got to give me the heads up.
There it is, Mama. I appreciate you, but I'm there.
Yeah, and then if I have to do something, you know, pull from the street for your ass to come here, me and promoters are really getting good at, we're getting it in now. Got you.
All right, for sure. When I get this tour thing together, I'm going to let you know so y'all can hook it up down there in Carolina.
Okay. Because, you know, I live in a college city capital. We have, like, the biggest college, like, right in an hour, hour and a half radius. Like where I live at, we got North Carolina A&T. We got Bennett College, Greensboro College, UNC, UNCG, and then we have Guilford College, and I don't know if I said Greensboro. Then we got Winston-Salem State, which is like 24 miles away. Then if you go like 45 minutes to an hour and a half, we got North Carolina State, we got Duke, UNC Chapel Hill, we got Central University, Shaw University, and then in Charlotte, you got Livingston College, which is like Salisbury, Johnson C. Smith, UNC Charlotte. So it's like when you come, I want to make sure that we hit all the fucking college campuses so everybody can support you, get your mixtapes, and just fucking wow out. You would be so fucking tired. You would just be like, damn, Jock, I didn't know y'all was doing like that in North Carolina. And we are. I tell a lot of artists, like, when y'all come to Greensboro, give me like 2-3 weeks notice so I can put something together and we can knock out all the fucking colleges, because three of the colleges are walking distance and they're really big colleges.
That's what's up.
That's tight. That's tight.
I put my here we go. Fatty and T going. Murphy, Keith, and Lottie.
Big booty tour.
The winner. That's that shit right here. Point blank, period. I said point blank, period. That's that shit right here. Point blank, period. The fuck I say? The fuck I say? Fuck me, your punk ass. This that shit right here.
Going out. Say, Bubble, I just want to see her. Look at how she bounce. Look at how she bounce. hood, don't make it feel like they lost. She finally get this hood, you just trying to put it all on. Trying to put it all on me. Got my baby card, my ones, I'm just trying to finish all on you. Man, if we got your ride. This wine, not no whiskey, that deep man, they want, cause this got me on the ass. Throwing money like fuck. Fuck the bitch, I mean right after I fuck the bitch.
Well,
That's fucked up. Oh, let's do Smash the Homies featuring Nelly.
Oh, guys. Why did I know you was going to say that? Smash the Homies featuring Nelly.
It's the wintertime, motherfucker. It's the wintertime.
Wow. Y'all that one. Y'all went back on that one. Like, I don't know. I know that won't be the last song, but I have one I have played, and I was really shocked at this song, and it just fucked my head up, because I was like, damn, it just displayed more of her skills. So, ladies, y'all can't look at his picture on Twitter, because the only picture he has is Miss Wintertime, I'm Cold, from his mixtape that dropped yesterday, and you can get it at, what is it, Midwest Mixtape and STL Mixtape?
Yeah, and MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com on my website.
And then I'm going to write a blog, and then I'm going to feature you, so you're going to have, like, a lot of shit popping up in your timeline, out of my timeline, but you know how I do. So it's going to give people more options to see you, and then they can come back and hear the show and just hear your interaction and, you know, go to UC so they can see the movie and download it. And if the movie ain't on there, you can tell who went to your site and scoped that bitch out from head to toe. So motherfuckers will be like, Murph, I didn't see the movie. Where is it? Did you take it out before I can get there? So, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to look. I have really riding the chocolate wave. Like I said, I'm going to send you an email with all the things, with like a to-do list that you need for me doing everything. And you'll notice a big change in your timeline. With my timeline, tomorrow will be later than Thursday. And, you know, I'm about to turn it up because this mixtape is hot as fuck. If y'all have not got this mixtape, y'all need to stop with what the fuck you're doing. Go to MidwestMixtapes.com, go to STLMixtapes.com, and then MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com, and fucking download this mixtape. This is a must-have. If you don't have it, something's wrong with you. I'm going to call everybody out, because I'm going to test you, because, like, every now...
That's what's up, man.
Matter of fact,
don't cost you nothing but time, so...
A friend of mine hit me up today and asked me what single are you pushing off the mixtape so they can go ahead and drop it in New York.
We do, as of now, we're doing that fatty song, the Fatty and Shinoa, but it's whatever you feel. It's clever. I'm an independent artist.
Okay, but I'm gonna keep it in proper perspective with what you're going on, and then, you know, have that one going, and then, you know, the other ones that I like, and, you know, the ones that I like, you just acting a fool with. I'm just like, woo, you know what I mean? So here is the song that fucked me up, and it's called How I Shine, featuring Trey Songz.
Church.
It's Mr. Winner's motherfucker. Girl. It's Mr. Winner's time. Think about the days when I made it. The game is the way that I played it.
The way that I
What do you say it was? Damn it.
I can't even miss that one. I had to. I did you good. This is Chaz Mommy. I really enjoyed you guys. I love you all, and y'all have a good night.